other information together. So it's, Trustee Dart, did the plan commission type stuff already go forward in budget? Is it already done, or is it still a proposal right now?
How far?
Yes, how far is the budget?
Next week is our first meeting.
So we're not too late for stuff, within reason.
Right, next Monday, actually. I think that's why this meeting is a week early.
No.
Or we're always on the 4th.
It is this week because I believe Tracy couldn't make it next week.
That's because she has a budget meeting.
Correct, yes. Exactly right. Sure, she did it out of good planning. So it's not too late. So if there's things that you would like, if we come to some sort of consensus, we give it to Tracy and try and cost it out and then take it forward to the board. So I guess I'll hold off on the Brown County Planning Assistance just because I'm not sure what they do. I know the zoning ordinance is a big thing, but I don't think they're necessarily the party that we'd want to do that for sure.
We do have the document that UWGB did pointing out the difference between our comprehensive plan and our zoning code. One of the things that we should do is just really identify those things and really not change the zoning, but really again look at what's wrong with our zoning and why it doesn't fit with our comprehensive plan.
Well, I think we know the answer. The answer is the zoning code has been hodgepodge together through years and it doesn't really meet the needs of the comprehensive plan. The problem is it's very expensive to do a complete overhaul.
Right.
That's the challenge.
Right, I understand that, but do we know exactly but then there might be ones that contradict. If you just go to exactly what needs to be changed, they might not.
Well, and that document put together might not mesh for another reason. We're in the process of updating our comprehensive plan. So
sure.
The analysis done by the students might be different in some areas from what we've done. So we've talked about, I think we're probably going to need, just because nobody has a history of what was all done. It was the times when Ralph Woody was a zoning administrator or others before that. There's not probably anybody left at the village that would have enough of a comprehensive view. Tracy's relatively new.
Right.
So from when the zoning code came in to who's here, Barb, maybe when you worked
at... It was redone right before I started, so we didn't really change a lot.
Okay.
Because I was here 4.5 years, but it was redone before that. We spent about a year working on the sign code. But that was a bullet. Which has since been done again.
Right. Not right. Right. Go right. Do it, not nowhere.
I wasn't going to propose we do that again. We just did that. So. And so I guess I'll throw it open to my suggestions under 2014. I put another intern zoning code update. I think that might be too premature. Are there any planning membership certifications, any additional training requests, or anything else? And then I have my thoughts on the back.
Is there any way if we have another intern, or maybe even before, is there any way to review the zoning code and at least look at the things that might be most important? If there's 100 different things or 50 different things that don't match, which ones, is there a way to make a judgment about these are the top 5 or the top 10 that might come up in the course of business when, proposals come forward? Is there any way to, or not? Is there a section?
There's always a possibility, but it's an injury of the knowledge. Maybe that would be an opportunity for Brown County. We have a working relationship. They know more about, it's not fair to dump an intern and say, figure out a zoning ordinance.
No, I was just thinking maybe to support. Maybe, I don't know what kind of,
like if you move this puzzle piece, does it move this puzzle piece?
Yeah.
Is that like the issue? If we look at zoning and we say, this doesn't fit with our comprehensive plan and we change it, does that alter this piece too? Is that what you kind of see as the problem? That has been the problem.
I would think that would be one of the problems. The other thing is, are we at a point, are we piecemeal? Some things we used to have agricultural in the village. Well, all the ag is gone now.
We have a few chickens.
Okay, the ag land is gone. We have a few chickens, yes.
I thought there were some new regulations on how many, though, right? You can only have so many.
Yes.
Four.
Four chickens? I couldn't remember
the
number.
Village have them. My neighbor.
24, are they okay?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with them.
Good.
Sometimes you can hear them clucking, but
I like the sound.
They don't
smell.
No roosters?
No roosters.
No, they're not
allowed.
They can't.
No roosters.
That's my case. I have no extra case of chickens or roosters or any of that stuff. So is there anything else on the list that we should be adding to our...
I do like you like that you included in your thoughts about the bicycle field review. I really thought that was helpful. It helped me in a lot of different ways where you just think, oh, yeah, I know exactly where that is because I rode my bike around there.
Mm-hmm.
It really helps.
It was nice to see it. Maybe you can convince the village board to do something similar. It might not be a bad idea. Like, I wasn't aware of the turkeys across the street.
Oh, my gosh,
and
yeah.
Eating away
they
the
went
barn.
Through my yard a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
Were they destructive at all?
No, no. They just kind of marched through the neighborhood.
Oh, she likes the chicken
sandwiches. No problem.
So those are things we can do, and you know, really a lot of the things that we're doing as a planning commission, we meet more often than a lot of the other boards. I laugh, our committees, they're canceling meetings, and we're going 2-3 hours every meeting. But some of the things we're doing, we wrote our position descriptions first for our committee. We started doing our report a few years ago, and now other committees are starting to do
yes.
reports. We started the outreach with the other committees instead of them coming to us. So we've been a pretty open trying to move things. But I guess my point is, what else are we missing? I mean, like, some of the other things I put in here is plan for a possible heritage parkway corridor. I could see basically the heritage corridor is down in the Appleton area. If you get tourism, people canoeing or biking or whatever else,
yeah.
Alloway could be that stopping off point. That maybe we already have the Fox River Trail. We're going to have the East River Trail. We have the East River. Maybe there's ways we can bring people up. Correct. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you. You know, that's part of the water. I always forget what that one's called. That comprehensive plan for the water thing, the waterway. And Alloway is, I was on that committee, and there is a place for kayaks and things in there.
Right.
So.
But there's no supporting, like, tourist business or anything, right?
I mean, you know, it's in the big plan, but the big plan is kind of sitting on a shelf.
Is that something the state's promoting in terms of funding?
I don't know. As far as, like, the DNR or, I don't know.
Is that the Fox River Heritage Parkway?
Correct.
No, okay. It's a different
one. Oh, it's a different group?
Yeah, this was Brown County... I can't remember what it was called, but it was the Bay Area or the Bay Water.
Yeah.
Bay Lake Regional Planning Commission, or no? Is this
no, it came from Brown County, but it is a.
I asked
her for it.
Here it is.
Is that referenced in our comprehensive plan?
I don't know, but I had them reference our comprehensive plan in that document.
Ooh, we had that for update.
That was a couple years ago. That's a while ago.
We haven't necessarily talked about that document, so maybe we should have a conversation about
it. Yeah, you're right. She probably pulled it out and I'll put it back in her office.
Yeah.
So, Tracy, just so you know, we moved agenda topic 10 to after the announcements.
Okay.
So that's where we're at right now.
Okay.
So I'm ready to stop talking and listening to the rest of the Planning Commission members on what they want to do in 2014. Now, Trustee Dart shared that the budget doesn't happen until next week, so we're not too late to ask for stuff.
I definitely agree with reviewing the bike and ped map to prioritize some areas. Once we have some of these projects that are priorities right now, kind of reorganize maybe.
Anyone else? I threw in a few controversial ones. Should the Plan Commission members consider filling out grant applications if appropriate in the absence of village staff availability?
I'd be willing to give it a shot.
I've done some grant work, but the question is how much time do you spend on that kind of stuff? And then the other thing is to make sure the village would be okay, because a lot of grants are now going the other way. And it, like Safe Routes to School used to be 100% state, federal. Now it's 80-20. Mm-hmm. So we can't really make that commitment for that 20% unless the village board said, yes, we agree with what you're doing.
I know that I work with a guy who all he does is grant writing. And so somebody that has kind of that experience might know how to write the grant to secure the funds or to have a better shot at getting the funds. And that's kind of my only concern with if we try to do it ourselves, you know, maybe we have one shot or we can try this or that. But if we, I don't know even how much it would cost to do, to ask somebody to write the grant that kind of knows what they're doing, but it might be worth it. It might be a payoff, especially, I mean, maybe he could even say, well, no, that you're not a good candidate for that. It's not likely that you would receive that grant, like pursue it. So,
are there any issues working with, like, the university? It'd be a good experience for students. That might put them in a little bit of a bind.
There's a grant writer.
Right.
My students look good, right? I know the... So when there's possibilities of grants at the university, I don't know grants myself. So I don't have experience. But they subscribe to some service where you get examples of already funded grants. So you have a template to work from. So even if it's in-house, if there's been grants that in the past years have been successful here, to take a look at those and see how those were written, it provides you some place to start from.
Brad must have written a lot of grants.
Craig writes them too.
Craig does too? Because I know Brad gets a lot of grants. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we should strike that from our... I was just wondering if there's other things we should try and take on to do more things in the planning zoning arena. But maybe we just stay out of that right now.
I've never done that before, but I have to do that for historic preservation, and I'm a little worried.
Good luck with that.
All right, I'll strike that one as an idea.
I was checking my email too to see if I could see the name of it, and I couldn't.
We're striking, should the Planning Commission members consider filling out grant applications if appropriate in the absence of staff, village staff availability? And it comes down to, could it be a waste of time? We don't necessarily have the experience or the ability. So, okay. Trying to get the discussion going. This is your chance to shine. You don't have Roger tonight. You are fired up. That's as motivating as I could get for a Planning Commission meeting.
Good.
Definitely another bicycle field review, yep. I think, okay. Should be on the list.
We could always do a different part of the village also this time. Yeah. That's fine.
You know, if we discussed this at economic development too, how can we, you know, encourage people to use our facade program and do something? People that are businesses that are in that area, no one's really, the only people that applied are people that have wanted to redo their parking lot, and that's not covered. But, you know, if we could start encouraging somehow, or maybe come up with maybe before and afters and show people things that they could do, or somehow, you know, help encourage, maybe they just don't have a clue what to do. But if you look at the awnings on, what's that place that everyone goes after meetings?
Lorelei.
Not ours.
Lorelei. Lorelei.
But people go to the Lorelei. Those green awnings on there, they just look so nice. And don't they add? I mean, that could be something some of those businesses in those areas did, something like that. That would really improve how they look. But I don't know what we could do.
Well, the only challenge is if we start singling out maybe some businesses that we don't think are as nice, and then welcome your suggestions.
That's exactly who was sitting next to me at economic development said to me. Yeah. But you're just going to go tell them you think it looks bad.
What you do is you have the public do that. Rating areas around, rate Alloway on the website, and have people rate it. That's the public. It's not people from, just provide the conduit for the public to do it. Which, and not even negative, to have geared towards positive, which facades do you like in Alloway? and have them rate them on a positive scale, and the ones that don't get a lot of votes, and you kind of, well, you guys didn't get a lot of votes.
That's one of your bullet points here.
Yep.
Identify and implement low-cost options, infuse additional public input. Is that kind of what you're...
That's part of it, but it was also Adam had suggested the charrette concept and going in, and that came after the McCormick home discussion, how the neighbors said we didn't involve them, and we just did our own thing, and... So yeah, there's a lot of open-ended areas. I mean, there's some things for sure I want to select. In this past year, I felt we needed to have a description of what plan commission members are, and now we actually have the information that we give to new members, so we're kind of building up that base to explain what we're doing. But there's a lot of things... We can go in a lot of different directions in 2014. So it's just, this is your chance to say, hey, and the people that are, that's your ideas, you're normally more energized to participate.
Mm-hmm.
So
the one thing I was continuing on with, and I already told you about it, is I had a student doing a project on a mural on the prison. This semester is doing a site analysis, and I called it a feasibility study. He's going around looking at other murals in the region, how they actually took place, how they actually got implemented, who did them, how much they cost. So we get some actually numbers to work with and some information.
I actually saw something. I'm getting a grant for doing those kind of things. But where did I see that? I think it was on that planning website.
When does that expire?
Just said we're not going to look. We're not going to have any more.
I think it was.
Give me a moment. I'll get on that. Every time I drive by there or come off the highway, I still think such a possibility for some gate. There's no real gateway in Alloway, and that's a nice. Even though it's the center of Alloway, it's a nice gateway, especially sitting on that ramp there.
The issue is the facade type. It's too rough of a surface.
Right.
Is that?
There's all kinds of murals everywhere. That's what he's finding. I told him to specifically look at that condition of facade, and he's been finding out some. He's got to start putting on a paper. He's been interviewing people, which has been pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. I saw a bunch of murals in Seward, Alaska, last summer, and most of them were done on a separate piece of frame, and they were attached, so you wouldn't have to worry about that. The stucco or whatever it is, the finish of that wall. You know, because I think I look at it and I think maybe they could at least power wash it to get old, but then it would probably knock all the stuff off. But the ones that I saw were mounted.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a matter of, you know, it doesn't matter what the surface looks like as long as you can drill some holes in it and anchor bolts.
Well, that's technically... The Planning Commission passed it on to Historic Preservation, but we're...
I'm doing end around.
We're still
by taking it outside. Since nobody's... I mean, it's hard to move on something, especially when you're volunteers. So I just reached out
to
an email to students and somebody was interested.
So. Technically, it's still a gateway type thing, so it would still... We have some...
No matter what happens, hopefully it's some usable information to start a discussion.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm hoping for.
The first thing when I saw that, I go, wow, it could be the prison. That grant thing. And it was only last week that I saw it, so it's not real old. I will look and pass it on if I find it.
Do we have a general login? I know there's something like that.
Yeah, Trevor has that,
Trevor
and we'll have to get it from him. So.
Solid, too.
All right, so I have conduct another bicycle field review. Tracy, do you have any suggestions? Anything?
For 14?
Correct. And I guess for the budget, can you just list, is there anything that you have for the Plan Commission? Were you planning on getting another intern? Were you planning on, now that you're here, what do you have thought?
I do have an intern in again. I put $2,000 in for an intern. I did not put any additional money, like last year I put additional money in for Brown County Planning to help with the T&D and to help with comprehensive plan, but I don't have a big project like that this year, and I thought with an intern they probably could handle that, so I didn't put any additional funds in for that this year. I did not put any money in for redoing our zoning code or anything like that, because I think that's a huge project and what we need to do. If you guys really want to take that on, I think we need to do some research in 2014, discuss it, decide if we want to put an RFP together, what we want to do, and really get some good sound numbers that we can go ahead with that. I did not put anything really specific. We have some money again for training. That's kind of for all of our, you know, all our boards and committees. That's in the budget again. So really, it was the intern, some training money, but nothing any more so than that that I did put in into the budget. So I think that would be a good one if you know want to continue on looking at the zoning code. And doing something with that. I mean, the other thing is, and it won't happen next year, but I think it's something, again, that you need to plan on and look into the future with, is looking at someone to be planning, zoning, economic development, you know, either a half-time person, full-time person, whatever, because there's an awful lot to that, and I think we would be a lot further ahead if we had somebody with that knowledge and expertise that was doing that, and someone with the time. It takes a lot of time to do that and really stay on top of it. And I don't have necessarily the time sometimes to do that and the expertise either. So I think the village would be ahead if they would start looking into that and seeing about it. And I think the interns kind of help bridge that gap and say, okay, these are some of the... Because a lot of things we got done this year, Trevor did an awful lot on. And we were able to get that done because he was here really pushing it.
And that's what he's focusing on.
Right, and that's what he's focusing on. And he may
not,
you know, be a professional per se, but he knows enough and he can certainly get in there and do it. And, you know, you can have an intern do that for you for maybe several years, then you build it up enough that it's like, okay, now we really need to take that step. And, you know, when I was in Ashwaubenon, we didn't have a forester. I served as a forester for many years, and I was hired as a village forester. And we had interns for years. We had interns to Stevens Point, and it just got built up and built up and built up, and it finally got to the point where it's like, we can't do it with interns anymore. We need to have more knowledge and someone here a little bit longer and can take on this. So I would have envisioned that coming here as well, that, you know, we have the Historical Preservation Committee. It was here when I started, but it wasn't functioning. It wasn't doing anything, and they had never met. So that alone, there's a lot of potential. I mean, Alloway has some great history, some beautiful facilities, and, you know, the committee's been doing a great job. But I think they could be further ahead if they had someone with more knowledge and expertise to help them move forward. And economic development's the same boat. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of things. ABA, the Alloway Business Association, is really making a lot of great strides. And, again, I think they would be further ahead in Alloway would if someone could really just focus on those things and really take the steps forward. So I think it needs to come, and maybe it's not quite there yet, but I think it's very soon that needs to be a consideration. Maybe this committee kind of spearheading that and saying, okay, we're going to do some research, we're going to kind of look to the future and see where we want to go, it might be a good thing for a plan commission to get involved into.
Maybe working with the other committees.
Yes,
building
absolutely.
Mutual areas of support.
Right.
I think actually with all those areas and you throw in grant writing,
yeah.
If they do a halfway good job would pay for their position probably,
yeah.
But it's something
yeah.
you just can't get to.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of potential out there. I mean, even, you know, I go to all the advanced meetings, and there's a lot of good things to advance with the economic arm, development arm for the county, and a lot of them I just can't get to, you know,
yeah.
And it's a great idea, and it's like, it would just be a good thing to do, but just can't, and, you know, it's too bad, because I think there's a lot of potential out there. Even with the TIF district, I think the TIF district could make great strides, again, if, you know, there was more time put into it, and we could really solicit some developers and really work with developers and get them
see what they want. Yeah.
See what they want. I mean, Bellevue has an economic development person, and that's his job, and they got a lot, you know, he does a nice job and takes care of all that stuff, so.
And he's full-time.
Yes, and then we also have the zoning administrator that's full-time, too. So.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I think it's always been thought, you know, the village is not growing anymore, you know, we're pretty landlocked and done, but I think with the TIF addition and all the other things that have come about in the last even 2-3 years are just kind of giving them a little kick to jumpstart them a little bit. There just is a lot more work out there than there maybe was at one point, so.
That's good. Is there anything else? So basically I hear intern, research zoning code, research maybe a future full-time, whatever type position,
yeah.
Review the bicycle pedestrian map, and then the bicycle field review. And I guess the other thing I said before is it'd be nice to continue to get updates as the village has, like, reconstruct projects like Hoffman, just what, and so this group can plan for those. I mean, is it urban, is it rural section, curb and gutter, what's being planned?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I mean, we've been, you know, going to alley walks and bikes with a lot of the roadway construction projects to get their input, but I think you're right. I don't know who had mentioned that in their email, maybe it was Kendra or somebody, that you guys should have a look at those too, because it's huge planning on those big major roads. So,
well, there's places for crosswalks, or is there other things that we should be at least taking a position to pass on to the village board?
Yeah, exactly.
If there's schools or land use or new developments or TIP district or connection to the Fox River Trail.
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything else? I don't know how we deal with the identify and implement low cost options. I mean, it's besides a commitment and say, hey, we're going to go out to this part of Alley and meet with people. But the village board already tries to have listening sessions.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between listening and engaging.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I know it's come up from this committee. It came up from economic development. I think it was historical preservation. But the idea of a community event, like we had talked about here, you know, to really get the different committees out there and having, you know, whatever, just a really big community event. Well, it came up again recently during our budget process, actually. So I think that's something, too. You know, maybe we've heard it now. Two or three different committees are saying we need to do something, and maybe that's something to get involved in, too, and kind of, you know, push along a little bit. So I think it'd be a good thing.
How do we do that? We brought that up.
I know.
Like you mentioned it to Brad, and
right.
he's kind of probably like, I'm overwhelmed, great
yeah,
idea,
right.
but I don't want
to
do it.
That's what you have an intern do.
Yeah, that would be
great.
Or even a marketing intern, like if you had another marketing intern, that would be
right.
like a really
good
event.
I mean, I've put together some, you know, events at St. Matthew's, and just in that group, that gets to be a huge, like, it's a huge thing.
It is.
A lot in it.
Yeah, and once it gets going, it seems to take off too. You know, once the next year it's like bigger and it just keeps growing. So, and I know Brad is looking at something. I think it's the 150 year, I think, coming. It's out a bit, but he's looking at something to, for the celebration. I said, well, you know, we've had these comments from other committees that maybe we can start now and start building, and then by the time we get to that point, we've got something, you know, going, and we just expand on it. So we had just talked about that at budget the other night with Brad and the village president, and so maybe that's something for you guys to keep in mind too.
One of the ideas I heard thrown around, and I don't know, maybe it came from this committee when I missed that, but was having the vehicles, like the trucks and things that I felt that. Maybe that was Chris's son that said that.
I said, or just put me by the public work stuff, and I'll be there all day.
But my grandson feels exactly the same.
Street sweepers.
Pretty good.
But really, those big vehicles to get close to them, that's pretty cool when you're a kid.
It is, but we talked about that's not the goal. We want them to come see that, but we want them to get. I mean, it's really about building.
I would like to find a way to connect that community thing, that community atmosphere, with something. And I'm going back to what we said before, just because of example, but like somehow crowdsourcing information on the website, whether it's through the facade program or other things, collecting community data in some way, so that when you have this event, there's a little booth saying, well, this is what people think about the village, or this is the facade that they like. And so it becomes more interactive than just coming out and seeing or telling, oh, we're the plan commission and we do this. And it's just, I don't think that's exciting, but if you're actually operationalizing information from them in some way. And so it doesn't have to be something that happens in a short span. You could, I mean, trying to collect this information can happen over time, but when there's online polls you can create and all kinds of different things. I see them at the university all the time. I need to do more of this stuff. But you know, we're getting their opinions about Alloway out there so that they feel like they're doing something. Even if it's not necessarily going to go anywhere, it might help support, might just be publicity for a facade program. Like, wow, I never really looked at these buildings. They could be. It becomes peer pressure, community pressure.
Well, you could even have something at the event where you have a booth and you give people, and they have those polls that are like texting polls, and you can have a bunch of things set up and say, text this number, which
choose
ones
it.
You like.
Yeah.
People like to have a reason to use that new technology they're buying all the time.
Yeah.
So
QR codes.
Yeah, that's right.
when we get to it, I was thinking of something similar for our plan commission, our conference of plan open house, but maybe not to that level of detail. But is there anything else on this topic? And we can always add stuff next year. I guess the key is, Tracy, you're doing a good job. Keep it up with the interns. All we'll ask for it, and we'll move on. And it's just, if there are other training opportunities, I'm not sure what would be helpful. It sounded like the Plan Commission workshop was good for those that went. I know I went a number of years ago. I enjoyed it. It was helpful for me. But I'm not sure who, if that comes back to the Brown County area, is there other members that should be offered that same opportunity? Or is there other trainings that we should be sending somebody to?
Yeah, you know, we keep our ears open, and there doesn't seem to be a ton on your end. I mean, there's Board of Appeal training and, you know, maybe Board of Review training, but there's not a lot of planning and zoning. But we'll keep our ears open every now and then. There's something that pops out, so we have to find something else.
So with that, we will say that's our discussion. Tracy, am I taking a first stab, or is Trevor taking a first stab at our end of year review this
week? We can have Trevor do it. He can put it together and get started with the comments that you made tonight for the 2014, and then we'll go through the 2013 and get started. He'll be done probably late December. I'm gonna try to keep him on through the end of December or up till the end of December, so he'll be around a little bit yet. But.
Does it make sense to add a little more money than what you asked for last year so you don't run out of intern time?
Yeah, this year we're actually pooling some other money, and then we got a grant, so I got $1,000 grant, so then we were actually able to pay our marketing intern, came on as a no pay, and then when we got the grant, we're like, okay, we're going to start paying you, so then we paid her, and then Trevor has actually just stayed on, and we're using other funds because we expended our intern, but we had some other funds available, so we decided to keep him on, and he had the project he wanted to complete, so
he's done.
So he has done a lot, and you know, the thing that UWGB, and I mentioned this at our last meeting, they got that big grant, so they have internships. I just got an email about it again today, where they'll place interns and they'll pay them. So I have all my information to them, the marketing intern and the planning and zoning. In fact, I taught out there a few weeks ago, and I had a couple people. I gave the information out then, too, and I had one young man came up to me about the planning and zoning. So we may be able to get, actually, an intern or two interns at no cost to us, which would be great. And then maybe we can expand on that, too. If we wanted them more hours than the grant was actually paying, we could maybe expand on it and use some of the funding that we have available for interns. So hopefully we'll get at least one or two that we'll get for next year.
Excellent.
Great. And they at Bellevue, they sent it out to Angela, too. So.
Andrew said that we were going to ask for one or two.
Oh, really? Good. Mm-hmm.
So anything under public appearances that anybody... Chris, did you have any other announcements that you wanted to cover? Besides the one we read here, but I haven't covered that. There was a discussion item... from that end of the table. Right, Kendra, thank you. She asked, that's reasonable that there's the gas main and that there's telephone back here.
Yeah.
But would it be reasonable to ask for landscape islands throughout the rest of the property to break it up, maybe put some trees in and landscaping and kind of give it a little character?
I don't know if we can do it anymore, unfortunately, because their parking lots are done.
Okay.
And we did put in a lot of additional landscaping all the way along the building now. Remember, they just had that smaller, they're going to put one small piece, and unfortunately the picture doesn't show up, but they have it along the whole north-facing section now.
Okay.
But, and it's unfortunate in a way that we didn't realize that there was a problem here, because then we would have maybe looked at it differently. We would have said, okay, we're going to leave more space maybe behind the sidewalk and have some planting spaces there, because we know we can't handle it here. So I think it's just something we'll have to keep in mind in the future. So when they develop this upper part, maybe we we'll tell them, you need to leave a patch of green space here so you can put some street trees, which aren't right up on the street. But so we get the same thing that we wanted with this that we can't. So so I think we'll just have to keep that in mind in the future and really check on that and make sure that we're not running into
that. Do you remember if this has happened recently in another property? Or is this kind of a unique situation?
You know, I don't know. We haven't had any with anything that we've done recently. This is the first time this has occurred with any of our landscaping plans that we've had for other, like any of the projects we've had in the near past. Sorry.
2007. I don't remember ever.
I don't remember.
Yeah. And Brad didn't say anything about it that he had any issues in the past with things, but he might have, and I'm just not aware of it. He might have ran into similar things in the past.
We'll use it as a teaching moment. Right. Hopefully somebody will remember it.
Yeah. Well, it's unfortunate because it doesn't look like it was picked up on the survey at all.
Right.
Any of those utilities. So it might have been something that could have been caught.
Right.
Do we ask for that on our checklist?
We do. We ask for utilities, so they weren't on there. So then it's like, well, you know.
So you don't know whether they're not on there because they're not there or because they just aren't on there.
Right.
They missed it.
Yeah. We'll just have to be more aware of it, especially when we're looking at street trees. Maybe have Brad really check the site, you know, when the plant comes in. Yeah. Not only look at the site there, but go out and physically look at it. And maybe he did before and just it wasn't marked and didn't see it and looked at the overhead lines and didn't think about it and just didn't catch it. So, which happens, you know.
Yep. So we'll move on to agenda item 6, update on the Windermere Estate project. We kind of talked about this a little bit, Tracy, just that as part of the minutes, it was a good process. There was a little bit of controlled chaos, but we got a lot of the public input and involvement. I was happy to see in this update that it seems like the neighbors are working well with the developer.
Yeah, they were at the village board, and they were, and everybody was pleased. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, the yellow is what really came from your committee after your review of it. And they did put this all on. The only thing that you guys had wished for was a little bit of bigger buffer on, which would be the east side here. And they did put that originally, but then when we talked to the fire department, they were like, no, we need at least a 14-foot drive back there. So we skinnied it down again to 3. But the residents weren't upset about that. They said, hey, we'll look at working with them, maybe planting some stuff on our property as well. And they even seemed to think they didn't mind if the CBRF put them on their property. So they were real willing to go there and have it taken care of. So really they did everything that we had asked them to on it and didn't seem to really have any concerns, and village board approved it, and they didn't, I don't know if they broke ground yet or not. I haven't been over there yet to see, but
I'm glad they found a new place for that dumpster. I think that's a lot more convenient for them.
Yeah.
I think the neighbors were happy about it too.
Oh, the neighbors were. Yeah. I think they were happy with it. And it doesn't look bad there. I mean, I was like, where the heck are they going to put it?
Yeah.
But that's not a bad spot, really.
No.
That was good. It was handleable. There's a lot to it, and you guys did a nice job with it. So.
I'm glad the fire department got involved in the discussion and the give and take and make the decision. So.
Yeah.
Nope. And it's good. Does anyone else have anything else on that that is an update only? Agenda topic 7, update on progress for site plan review and ordinance with TMB concepts.
Again, you guys approved that. It went on to village board. They also approved it and scheduled a public hearing because it's chapter 11, zoning, and has to go through a public hearing. They made the two changes that you see on the bottom that are highlighted. We had talked about this a little bit with providing either an escrow or a performance bond for the development of the project to make sure if something doesn't get done, we have something in hand that we can say, okay, we're going to finish this up. So that was added into there. And then with the landscaping, I think it was maybe a typo, but it somehow got to 10%, but it should really be at 20%, so that was switched back to the 20%, which was originally in the landscaping.
So that's green space more so than open space?
There's a difference between the green space and the open space, yes. So the 20% is the open space.
Okay.
Yep. So I don't know how it got switched to 10, but so that was switched back to 20.
Does the open space include, like, pedestrian areas then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it includes anything that doesn't have a building.
No.
So that's, I think, the confusion we had, Barb, when we were talking about it, too, because there's green space, there's open space. Open space is anything that's not a building. Green space would be just landscaping, grass. It doesn't include sidewalks and parking lots and all of that.
Tracy, just a question. Do you, because Brown County did this work for us, do you send them this update also so they're aware that this is going to the board and that there will be a public hearing
I will. I haven't yet, but I will. That's a good idea.
And just let them know, hey, thanks, we did. I mean, we muddled along this quite well. It took a while to get it through, but... So basically, we have a possibility for T&D concepts, but the board's got to say how far they're willing to let us go.
Right.
So we can push some things
over.
Yep. As long as we creatively use the comprehensive plan, like mixed-use development and other things, and say, well, here's the opportunity you guys wanted us, because otherwise it wouldn't be in our comprehensive plan. So.
And our zoning doesn't allow for mixed use. Well, except for in the T&D, right?
Right.
PDD.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
PDD. So, yeah, this is an update to let you know where that one went to.
Okay. Anything else on that? Otherwise, agenda topic 8, discussion on the village official map.
Now, I don't know exactly what you're looking for on this. I looked back at my notes in September and I didn't have anything that was written very well. But
I just wanted to see it.
We finally got one.
That
is
good.
Is there a map of Alloway?
Well,
this is it. But
that's it.
Speaking to the public works director, and Barb, maybe you can weigh in on this a little bit, but and Craig and I kind of talked about it today, but communities, I believe, are required to have an official map. Is that correct, Barb?
Mm-hmm.
And this one has not been updated for many years, is what Craig had said. I don't know if there's a date on there.
2001.
So it does need some revamping. And I think official map is much more important when you're talking about a growing community like Bellevue. I mean, when I was in Harrison, you did not approve anything, any development planning, until you looked at the official map, because you could have that 40-acre parcel and you had a major road going through it. So you needed to keep all that in mind. But, you know, we don't have that here, really. I mean, we have maybe a few places where there may be some road extensions. But so we need to, Craig said this is on their list. They haven't gotten to it. But this definitely needs to be updated. And really, an official map, and Barb, please weigh in as we go, as I talk. But it's just really the layout of the roads and movement, how you're going to move people through your community is really the official map, and it plots future map, future roads, and then also puts the existing roads on it. So,
does it cover sidewalks or bicycle paths or anything like that,
no.
Or is that all out? It's just the roads. So like LeBron, that was going to be cut off. Is that would show LeBron is open when it's not open?
Right.
That those are the type of, and like the what's the gas station we went to on Dauphin Street in Webster? That alley back there, is that on there? So those are the type of things I'm getting at. Is there changes through since 2001 that it's not accurate? Because technically, by statute, this group, the Planning Commission, is charged with this.
When does your data get updated? Who updates that?
You know, it's the Public Works Department that would be updating it, because obviously it's mainly street-based, and they're the ones building the streets and maintaining and taking care of the streets. So, you know, talking to Craig, I don't know if he's as familiar with it as he'd like to be. He goes, I really need to make sure that I understand exactly the reason behind an official map, and, you know, he's like, that's something that we need to get up and get it going. So, I don't, like I said, it hasn't been updated for quite a while, because, you know, down here, down Mr. Calloway's property down on the river, that's one place where you could really have some potential roadways going through there, because it's pretty good parcel that's still sitting down there. So, and there's really, you know, nothing shown in
that area across the street from us. It looks like there's some roads identified that would go through there, but then those weren't put in, right? From where we are here.
You're St. Joseph? Okay.
Right. So that would be removed.
Yep. So yeah, here is showing a road, and that's obviously
not there.
So
the other thing, is there a tip district? Like, let's say major development comes in, is there a place that there should be roads? And maybe we're just a filled up developed community where there's no need for it. But
and there might be, you know, there is, you know, if somebody would come and take out a bunch of the existing development somewhere, you know, maybe there would be a need for a road. I mean, you know, Webster, they're pretty shallow lots, you know, it's not like you're going to be getting a huge area, but so yeah, that's exactly the kind of thing you would be looking at, and if there's a need for some kind of a municipal road to go through there.
But this does not show right-of-ways or anything like that. So, okay.
It's mainly used in Barbara. I don't know how you guys use it in your community, but really, when you have a new development coming in, you look at the official map and say, okay, they're developing this 40-acre parcel, and you would have the road shown just like it is shown here through this parcel, and then you work with that developer and say, hey, you know, there's a connection here, and this road needs to be put in, so your development needs to accommodate that.
Or somebody will identify a road, a proposed road, and then it sits like that for years, and then it's changed, so then we have to do official map amendments, and then change it to accommodate a new development.
Because things change too, you know, or you don't need it there anymore or whatever, but...
So it's not a big deal. It's just something we're charting at Town of Bellevue. Yeah, there's a lot of things that probably could be updated on our map. So
So it's I think it's a good planning tool for a community, and especially important in a community that has lots of development and lots of land that they have yet to develop.
But it's still good to have it updated so it's on the books if somebody asks for it.
Yeah.
We don't have stuff like that on there. So, not a big deal. That's just, thank you for tracking it down, because it's one of those I've been asking for long time.
Yeah.
And it's not that I think it's a big, big deal, but if that's, we are charged by statute, it's one of our responsibilities to make a recommendation on it.
So, we'll work on it, and, when Craig has time with the staff, we'll, update it and get it back where it needs to be, and then we'll get one for you guys. I mean, we can certainly keep this one handy and have it at the meetings, because that's what we have right now. But
is the floodplain stuff, has that been updated too? That's probably way out of date.
What year did you say this was? 2001? Mm-hmm. So we went through the big update in 8, I think.
Eight or nine.
Yep. So that might need to be updated also.
Yeah.
Okay. Nope. Does anyone else? Do you want to see it at your end of the table? Or not really?
Yeah, okay.
Once it's updated, I'll.
Okay. Well, I would think we would review it prior to being finalized for the update process.
Yep. Yeah, I think it would come through you guys. Yeah.
Is this digital now or no?
I believe it is, but I'm not positive. Because I asked Craig for it today, because we had one, and Trevor couldn't make it this evening. He was going to make it, but he had something come up. So we couldn't find it, so then we got another one. And it sounded like he didn't have it digitally, but maybe not. Maybe.
But when he gave it to me, he said, I think this is what you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is.
And it is, yep. Yeah. So it's a work in progress, I guess, is the best thing to say. That's something we need to work on. So.
And this committee is so efficient. We had this listed as one of our items for 2014. So
well, we're done.
Sorry, Howard, go ahead.
Oh, just other maps that we see of the village that are, color maps, and they look like they're newer. Are they from that template, or is there a mismatch between what's official and what we use to present and to look at when we make decisions, or is it important that we know how this map really should look now? Like you showed the parcel with the road going through it. I mean, are we making decisions? This isn't a legal document, is it?
Well, the official map is.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If it's in the official map, then wouldn't all the other maps need to follow
like the
this?
Zoning map, you mean?
Yeah, well, any map of the city that shows streets. I mean, the street is either there or it's not there.
Yes.
And it's either on the map or not on the map. And if you have two maps and they're not the same, then that's all I'm asking is...
That would be a very important map. Like at DOT, each community, so Alloway has a gas tax map. We call it CBT, City Village Town Map. Well, just because a road's there doesn't mean it's a real road.
Yeah.
There's a public street, and they receive state aid for those roads.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of cases where there's roads that look like roads, and they're really a private driveway. They have stop signs and everything. Not legally, but they do. So those wouldn't show up on the state map.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they'd show up on this map or not.
Private, probably not.
So this would be public right-of-ways.
So this would be all public
just
also.
Divisions of land, with parcels of land.
Yeah.
That's not all it was.
Yeah.
It sounds like we'd just be tasked, at least yearly, of okaying and just the updated version.
Yeah.
Pretty straightforward.
And once it's digital, it should be easy.
Yeah, really easy. Like when you may use Brown. Do you use Brown County's for your base map? Use the Brown County website and use that as your base map, because then we'd be looking at the exact same thing, Howard, as you know, for everything, because that's what we use for all of our meetings.
This is just the official that's out of date.
Right,
that's
exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, when the development went in across the street and they came in, was that official map amended and it just never made it to the physical map, or did that didn't go through that process?
I don't know.
They never found it.
I'm not sure how that, what happened and why that road was shown and then it wasn't part of that development.
So it's a technicality, so I'd rather have us
updated.
So, unless anyone has anything else, thank you, Tracy.
Sure.
Agenda topic 9, discussion on format for November 12th open house for conference of plan updates.
I know, Chris, the DOT uses a lot of, you know, these type of hearings, and you have some really good ideas.
Not a hearing, this is
no,
open house.
Open houses, I'm sorry. And you guys do a really nice job with them, so maybe some of the things that you do we could, you know, use for this one. And
sure, and that's fine. I do want to add in some of the things Adam and others here said. What do we want here? And I try and mix. I mean, I'm a little bit hesitant. We have a conference of plan update, so I don't necessarily want to say, hey, everybody, bring your new ideas. We're not necessarily looking for new ideas, but we are looking for people's comments. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to balance, not say, hey, what are 17 things you don't like about Alloway? Well, it's too late. This is our update. We're moving forward. But at the same time, we should take advantage of this opportunity. So one thing is, there T&D information that we have, or not T&D, sorry, is there TIP district information we have that we could give, like maybe the facade program. We could have a table of different programs. Does Brad have some parks programs? Do we have information from some of the different committees? If somebody's interested, we're down a few alternates. We could say, hey, if you're interested, if somebody's, especially if somebody's really saying, this is terrible, let's sign them up for the committee.
Well, we could use you, yeah.
So we should try and give some opportunities also to people.
Yeah.
So I broke this down to a few areas. First is, I guess, the notice. I mean, we'd have to have a public notice, and I don't know how often.
It's already been noticed publicly the way we have to, so it's been, you know, in the paper and all of that. So we can do any other type of public notice. I know Trevor's putting together, a flyer that we thought we'd get out to some of the local grocery stores, some of the restaurants. You know, we don't have to do it, but we just to get more word out there and tell people about it. So, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's a good plan. And Tracy, would we do a village a media release to get it out? I know now there's just Dan at Facebook is all there is, but I mean, if it got out to the media's, whatever different outlets there are.
Is it going to be any kind of formal presentation, or?
That's up to you guys. What do you want to do? I mean, they do them different. Some open houses do them, some don't.
When we updated the comprehensive plan last time, when I thought it was updated, we actually had tables with different areas, and then people that manned those tables so that people could ask questions in that area. So economic development had an area developed.
Transportation or whatever categories are.
That's
good.
We could do that, but are we going to buy in from all the different committees that they'd send somebody, or do we just
nobody really asked anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, just did it.
We did it, but I don't know how helpful it really was. But
are there things we want to specifically highlight ourselves that we want to? This is what's changed, or this is where we're going, that we can kind of lead the discussion itself. It doesn't have to be a discussion, but lead it through some type of visuals that are how we hang it, or like you said, with old stations.
I think
because it could be by chapter, it could be in different ways where we go, well, these are things we want to highlight in terms of what we've done and what may be interesting to the public.
You know what might be an interesting thing to do, and I think it wouldn't be really hard. It's like from the original one, what was accomplished since, because really it's amazing, really, if you look back and think how much happened. So if you have this area, these were in the comprehensive plan and now they're done.
We went through those.
Yeah.
Those, and the public wants to think that something's going on.
Right. You've got to give them proof because they don't see it. I mean, you know, it's done.
If you don't live next to something that's happened, Right. Everything's been the same in Alloway forever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's one thing that would be helpful. And then...
But what level of detail? Do you say, like, how many miles of sidewalk, like the sidewalk on the Riverside? Do we talk about the fire department consolidation? We talk about... I mean, we can do it a fun way. What's been accomplished since 2004 and just start running through stuff with pictures? I mean, we could do something like that.
Yeah, I think something simple.
You could have a slide presentation just kind of ongoing.
That's
what I
was thinking, just kind of keeps going while other discussions go on. So you can just kind of, oh, look at that.
You could do, I mean, you could do a little trivia quiz and have people...
I'd have to look at it again, but I'm thinking, was it first in the original comprehensive plan we wanted in the Economic Development Committee? That was done. Yeah. We got the Alloway Business Associate. I mean, that's done. Those are, and I know that when I've looked through the comprehensive plan, there is a lot of stuff. The first time through, from the very first,
there's
a comprehensive one you mentioned before. That's that information that.
Oh, yes.
Was there a time that was chosen for that?
Yeah.
On the 12th?
5 to 7, I believe.
It helps that, I think, coming in cold and just having somebody, that people I don't think have questions right away, but creating that narrative for them as they come in, directing their attention in a certain way so that it's a public hearing, but they get a sense of why this is important and helps them generate some... I just don't think the regular public has questions that are geared towards the comprehensive plan.
Yeah.
Is there a need to kind of do an introduction, like here's why we're here, here's why we've asked for you to be here tonight, and it's because we have a comprehensive plan update, and here's what we've done in the past, and then you talked about, and here's all the accomplishments, and here's what we're doing tonight, and here's the next step, so they have kind of a context. So they understand why, you know, because maybe I don't know what kind of information about the village the people that attend would bring. You know, are they knowledgeable, or are they curious, or are they mad because the guy next to him is burning his trash or something? Is there, I'm just trying to make light of it. I'm saying, you know, put it in a context so people know why, what we're trying to accomplish by having this public meeting, this information session. I think the one about... Here's what was in the original comp plan, and here are the accomplishments. Because that, again, it makes people think maybe things are being done, and maybe I should speak up because maybe my voice will be heard. Because
look at all these
other things got done. It's like, well, here we are again. We're going to ask you again, but we don't know what's been done. You know, we know what's been done.
The historical group. And the historical survey, those are all things that have been accomplished since the first one. There's been a lot that's happened.
We want to tie, I think you said something important, you want to tie it in accomplishments and empowerment, that this came out of the, it isn't top-down necessarily, it comes out of
the community. We didn't decide all these things were important. It was the result of a community effort
eight or ten years ago.
And here are the actions that were taken based on the input that got rolled into the finally approved plan. And now we're doing it again. We're just kind of modifying it. And so are there other things?
I think you know something else that we have to decide, though, is that you asked if there should be an introduction of some sort. Yeah. What type of open house is this? Is this a come and go as you please, or is there a set?
It's not like everybody's... Okay. It's not
so
like...
So that's I'm just... Yeah. We
you're right.
Find
introduction,
that.
Introduction doesn't work because you're not...
We advertise from 5 to 7. That's what we had talked about when we set all this up. We had talked about 5 to 7 having an open house, but we didn't say any kind of structure. So
people could come anytime,
right? Anytime between there. I know DOT does a lot of things where all of a sudden they'll say, okay, at 6 o'clock, we're doing a presentation, and they do a short, whatever it is, 10-minute presentation, whatever, half hour, whatever it ends up being. Just to get people some idea what's going on, so you could do something like that if you wanted to, or you could...
I like the idea of if we could do like a accomplishment that's kind of rotated, like the PowerPoint,
like a slideshow kind of...
Yeah, slideshow. It's always being projected. And what visuals do we have from the comprehensive plan, the comprehensive map? Is that?
Yeah, we have all.
I mean, are there things that?
I mean, even photos, like before and after type photos.
I don't know how many photos we have.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Like all these maps, I mean, we have a whole bunch of maps.
Well, there are photos in here.
I'm also thinking, besides just the presentation that might be kind of focusing on accomplishments, yeah, what else do we have around where that generates their questions or their interest?
But we have the historical survey document. We have documents like that. I mean, yeah, that was part of the comprehensive plan and that came out of it.
The plan, I mean, you put a TIF table, you could put a Safe House School table, you could do the historical preservation. You could just put some plans, some hard copies of the comp plan. You could take it.
And that water plan when we find it.
I hate that thing. It's here. I don't know where it is.
I think I might have it digitally.
I have it. I don't know where I put it because I found it after.
I imagine something tangible like the TIF district being shown.
Yeah.
What else is
the
safe routes? I like the safe routes school where people say, "Oh, that's where my kid walks."
How about like park changes? Because there would be plans drawn up for any of the work maps and things.
Yeah. I'm a geographer, math casualty.
I mean, any of the
people that like math.
Any of the maps that are in here could be made big, put up on boards, and put up around the room. Yeah. So if there's certain maps that you really like, whether it's a park map, it's the transit map, it's
the bike ped map.
The bike ped map.
I think maps generate a lot of interest because people go find their house.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We don't need one here.
Yeah.
But then people stand around and look at it, and then all of a sudden there's a discussion going on, like, wow, look how close we are to the.
Some key maps that would generate some of that. You know, here's a community facility map showing all the parks, all the different schools. Mm. You know, that's kind of a nice one to put out there. You know, there's got a bunch of them that we could just pick and choose if you guys have certain ones that you would like.
The potential historic district map, because that's new for us.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll sit at that table.
I think we have bike ped facilities, we have metro routes. I think we went through that too when we did our TIF maps.
Right.
There should be some way integrated for when people come in, and not that you post something on the wall or something, but some of the way the comprehensive plan is meant to guide development, but also to empower the citizen. That's why we want you here.
Well, but then I think we should take it the next step and say, what are future opportunities you have to get involved? Riverside Reconstruct, Hoffman Reconstruct, the East River Trail widening, the TIF District. What else is there?
Which committees still need
committee
people?
Yeah.
This would be a good place to advertise committees. I mean, seriously, if we get anybody coming in, they're interested in some way if they're coming in. Mm-hmm. Get them involved.
Yeah.
So something like that.
We're down.
So some kind of a board or something right at the entrance, you know, with some of those points that you were just talking about again.
Well, we should have somebody at the door welcoming people if they come in. Hey, thanks
and then,
for coming.
And then suggest that they read a couple of boards first, maybe to get them introduced to them.
Or do you have an area of interest?
Yeah.
Well, just a few, I guess I'll cover some of the logistics. One, it'd be nice if we had a basic comment form. I don't know if the village has something so people can write down thoughts. And Tracy, I talked to you about this. We went away from saying sign-in sheets because at public meetings, government, unfortunately, now is covered under open meeting or records laws. So if I say sign-in, I could come in and I could say, I want your signature. And I could steal your signature, lift it, and you're a victim of identity theft.
And all of a sudden,
So we tell everybody, sign-in sheet sounds better, it sounds dumb, but I say print-in sheet. So I have everyone print their names. And we actually have that on our documents. And I don't know if the village has to cover that, but the state does, where we say this is a public document, and it's subject to open records laws.
Print in your left hand.
Right, nobody will read it. Well, actually, I have left hand.
With your office. I hadn't thought about that. Flipping signatures and
So just a few other same stuff. I had paper copies. How many copies of each plan would we have? Do we want to do a PowerPoint? Do we just want to have a PDF? where we open some documents, copy the original comp plan. You can even have your official map. Just kidding, we don't need that.
Just have that. That's the only thing we'll have.
Oh, official map. Yeah.
Official map.
White it all in.
Like all kinds of little circles and X's through there and scribbles. Yeah.
How do we want to take comments on the updated plan? Do we want it verbal? I mean, do we want...
I think written.
Do we record it or not? I mean, I'm thinking this is an informal open house. So it's not... When I hear public hearing, I think court reporter. I think very formal. Yeah. I think that I have to read a whole bunch of law stuff and say this is a legal meeting, now's your opportunity. I think a public hearing is the end of a process that's a very formal process.
Yeah.
So like a major project type environmental document. This isn't that. This is more, hey, come on in, share your thoughts. What are some areas we can improve on? What do you think about the comprehensive plan?
Yeah.
There's one thing that I think City of Green Bay is doing their kind of redevelopment for downtown, and they have put up just big sheets of paper with markers and give people just write a comment on this big sheet of paper and we can compile them, and I think it's a creative way to...
No obscenities?
No. So it's not your formal, you know, comment form, but you can get a lot. It's anonymous, but so sometimes it's nice to have a name or something to put with a comment, but if you're just looking for generic comments, you don't care whether...
You know exactly who gave it, that doesn't matter.
See, I use that more for when I lead my quarter studies. I've done that where I've taken every comment, some cases, well, the consultants done it, all 500 comments. They put it all on a board with a flip chart. So then at the end of the process, people can look through, hey, that was my comment way back when. And it's a way to capture everybody's thoughts. I guess the other thing is, do we have any press releases or anything, newspaper articles about Alloy, exciting things through the years, an archive? If we could put that on a poster board and then put that, I've done that where, because then people, I never heard about the conference of plan effort. Well, I'm sorry, here's 10 articles here, and here's 5 meetings, and here's 6 of this. And so just different tricks that I have used. And then I guess the next question is, how do we set it up? We've talked about this a little bit. Do we do it formally or informally? I mean, we can do it stations. I do not want us sitting behind the chairs. We need to be out by the people.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we need to have it set. If there's a presentation or if there's a screen, I mean, we could route it. I've done it some public meetings. I've had a traffic pattern. Up in Crivitz, I had a high school gym, and I encourage everybody to go this way. And then I had the final area, I had some bleachers out, and that's where we had a PowerPoint presentation that just kept running a loop and people could look at it. So we should also plan for how many people do we think we get. If we get a couple people, we can do personal one-on-one attention. If we get a lot of people, then maybe we need a group presentation. And just because we say we do one group presentation, you never can plan. If 70 people come right away, maybe we do a presentation right away if we want to. And there's times later on, more people come later on, I do another presentation, right?
So if we had whatever, like a 5-minute thing prepared to introduce it, like your thought was that have an introduction, which could go at any time when we thought there was a swell of people.
Yeah.
And then, okay, let's introduce the idea of what we're doing here, and then take it from there instead of doing a real formal presentation.
We should also
just play it by ear.
We should tell who we are also.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're volunteers.
Name
tags.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who you are and what, you're on the planning commission.
Name tags.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think any of the other committees would be willing to have somebody come in case there would be questions about parks, something specific, or economic development?
I think economic development, someone might be there.
And I'll cover the historic preservation. We can cover it all.
I guess, can everybody make it? 5 to 7?
November 12th.
Tuesday.
Tuesday from 5 to 7.
Tuesday, and I got to check. I'm leaving actually on vacation, but I think it's the next day.
What kind of follow-up process do you have a need for, or do we have a need for at all? In case we get questions that we don't have answers for, but yet we'd like to, we don't want to respond by saying, I don't know, or we didn't talk about that, or is there a way to capture questions that have been asked that maybe should have some kind of a response that we're not able to give?
Sure.
Rather than saying, I'll get back to you, give me your email or something.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm just asking if that's something that we should have discussed so that we know that we're all asking or following up in the same way, or should we defer them all to you?
We should have some sort of a little bit of a briefing so everybody understands, hey, we can't, like, if certain one of us have certain comments on certain things, I mean, there's nothing wrong with an answer of thank you for your comment. The village, I hate the village. Well, thank you for your comment. Yeah. You're not going to change, you're not here to debate that person.
Duly noted.
So it's just...
Duly noted,
yes. So
take that under advisement.
Yeah, we'll take that under advisement. I'll get back to you next year.
You say, me too, that's why I got involved.
Yeah.
So there's some, but there's nothing wrong with saying we'll follow up, or if it's something that's totally outside our area.
That's all I want to do,
is
just going to introduce that topic of, you know, how should we...
I think having the comment forms, is a great tool.
Comment forms are one way, or like you say, you could just say thank you for your comments, which is what you do in a public hearing anyway.
See, when you said document, I took it a different way.
Oh.
It's fine that we're having this meeting. Yeah. This meeting is just the meeting. We need to document how many people came. What kind of comments did we receive? Yep. Is it positive or negative? And then write that up so that would go with our submittal, with our recommendation onto the village board.
Because
that's the next step, right?
Well, you're just doing open house is really just to give information to the people that are coming and take their input.
So it doesn't really matter.
So it's just an open house. You're doing that. It's not required to be done. It's nothing. It's just a way to generate interest in it and encourage them then to come to the public hearing. Not that we can't take their comments and have their comments and share those onto the public hearing, but then at the November 25th, that's when, I think it's the 25th, what is it, fourth Tuesday of the month? I think it's the 25th, would be when you'll be hosting the public hearing.
See,
the village board.
We should all have that on a timeline, on a PowerPoint or something.
Yeah, it's the
something basic that explains.
Oh, no, the 25th is a Monday.
Monday?
Yeah, 26th.
It would be Monday, I'm sorry. It's your regular meeting.
Oh, yeah.
25th. So the way it's set up and the way when we went through the whole process, at the 25th, you and the village board will hold a public hearing on the document. And at that point, any comments or anything would come out and would be part of the public comment, and then the public hearing would be held. And then if you guys are comfortable on set with it, you would approve the comp plan at that time as planning commission, because you will be hosting that meeting. And then it goes on to village board at their December 3rd meeting for them to decide if they will approve the comprehensive plan with any kind of input that they receive.
So really, this is just to give, if the public has any questions about our vision as our comprehensive plan, that's...
Right. It's informational in nature. It's not...
For them to generate their questions.
Right. Yeah.
So they can bring them in.
Yeah.
That's good information to officially or in some clear way, you know, communicate to people who come that you have a chance to attend a public hearing on November 25th.
Right.
I mean, that needs to be... People need to know that, right? So they know why, what's going to happen to their comments, or why we're asking them for them. We're all just trying to learn something, and you know, we can learn from what they say, and then they can pursue it if they want it.
And I think it's important that their comments get written down, because if we don't have any kind of formal recording or anything, those comments are lost, because they only say it to Kendra. And she hears it, but nobody else does, and it's not
and
recorded.
I have a terrible
memory.
And then Kendra has to tell us everything she heard.
You know, why it wasn't shared with, you know, at this time. So I think if we get them, you know, people to write down their comments, it's just additional information that we can have available for the public hearing, and encourage them definitely to come to the public hearing on it and share their, you know, their comments there. So it really is, I see the open house as an informational type thing, that you're really just trying to share what's there and answer their questions and get some interest in it and have their comments be heard, you know.
Then we should have a table with some pens and some of the comment forms so they can fill those things out. We could have a comment box, or we could just collect those type of things too.
Yeah.
So how many stations do we want? And I think we are going to do a PowerPoint, something that explains this is informal, what the purpose of the meeting is.
Yeah, we can get a PowerPoint together, just kind of summarizing and
Who's giving it? Is there a way we can brighten it up? Do we have some pictures or anything that can make it look?
We can try. I think we have some pictures, so we should be able to find something. So,
I mean, if I need to lead or do whatever, I'm willing to help out with whatever's needed to make it a success, including delegating the presentation to somebody else.
I mean, you really have, if you look at the comp plan, you have probably the 7 or so different areas: that land use, transportation, economic development, housing, utilities, community facilities, natural, culture, agricultural, and then intergovernmental cooperation. And I don't even know if intergovernmental is all that much, you know, it's there, but I don't know.
Well, we don't really need agricultural either, do we?
Yeah.
Except for we added chickens.
Right, yeah. We have no more agricultural land, and that was taken out of the complex as it was in there, so we no longer have any ag land in the village. So, I mean, you could take those as chapters and, you know, set up areas based on that, and have different sections, or you could keep it more general and have comp plans, have different plans out there, have, blow up some of the maps, put them on boards, put them around the room, get as much information out there. Have a comment section, have, PowerPoint going and a presentation, every so often or whatever.
How many maps are too many maps? I mean, it costs money. I mean, yeah. It's like I don't want to have 1,000 of them, but I mean, how many do we say?
I'm not remembering. Are they grouped in the, is everything, I mean, do we have things represented of each chapter or map?
Probably,
we could do something like that, one for the chapters that we want to.
Yeah.
So we eggs off.
You know, here's land use, existing land use map. We have, housing rehabilitation area, potential redevelopment sites.
The other thing we could do.
All kinds of different ones. There's TIF district.
We could maybe do 6-7 boards. I don't know what the right number is.
Yeah.
And then do the rest, as long as we have it electronic, and have PDFs, and somebody has a list, what figures are what, so we have a guide. Somebody asks a question, say, hey, one person, that's your job. Just zoom into whatever that PDF is.
Yeah.
Maybe that's Trevor should know the comp plan pretty well, correct?
Yeah, he does.
So maybe he would be a good one to work in the PowerPoint and
go,
let's find this.
Yeah, I think he would be, that's what I have Trevor to do. So he could work on it and get going on it. Try to get that ready. And, if you guys don't care, we can just select some of the maps that we think look like good ones that would be good to put up or blow up. I mean, Luann can make them big. I mean, put them on boards and stick them up there. And, here's existing post bicycle facility, existing post pedestrian facilities, and then you got the metro routes, which is kind of boring map because now we only have one route, so that's kind of boring. Yeah. But
it's there.
It's there. Yeah, it's there. But so there's, there's a bunch of different ones. Port and airport facilities, probably don't want to go there. Those are both out of the community. So things that really are centered in here that would be good maps to put up.
Is there traffic count maps in there? I mean, we could take that from the website. There are 2009 counts for LA, but it's better than nothing. Just doing 11 by 17.
There are traffic counts in here. But that would be a good thing to do, too. We could just informational thing.
I can get that. I just have to remember.
Those are the last week.
Yeah, it's on the DOT website.
Okay, so
under travel information and by county.
And then you have all this FEMA, 100-year floodplain zoning, shoreline, wetlands. Well, I don't know how anybody would really, environmental sensitive areas, groundwater. I mean, we have maps and all the historic sites. That would be a good one to have out there. So there's some that, probably you wouldn't put up because they're not real exciting. And then you have a lot of the land use, because we have the 2010 census information, you have a lot of additional information in some of these graphs that might be of interest. You have the age distribution by population. Is that something? Or, return, per return income, household income. You have just different household sizes, different things like that. If there's anything in there that might be of interest, that we could probably blow that up. People, education attainment for people 25 years or older. Different things like that that we could use.
Projected population. Over time.
Right. So if we wanted to pull some graphs, you could, pull up a couple graphs and blow those up too if we wanted to do that. So
Now, is it appropriate for the welcome? I mean, you are an elected official. We are not. Maybe you, Trustee Dart, should be saying, hey, or maybe sometime during the evening if it comes up. I mean, maybe I can lead it and start it, but it might be good. You're the one that makes the decisions, and you use the conference of plan as your guide. So it might, if somebody says, why are we doing this, it might be nice to have you as elected by the people of Alloway.
She did it.
I mean, we're only volunteers, and we can cover what we can cover, but when it comes down to it, you're one of the elected officials, so we don't have to necessarily put you on the spot right away, but if it comes up, right. I might say, and maybe nobody asks it, and then we don't have to go there. Okay. I just like having contingency. Hey, guess what? I might be calling on you, and I don't know, Barb, you've done enough with historic preservation. Do you want to say something to the group, or would you prefer just to handle
a table? I think a map would be nice if somebody's interested. Do you have any idea what the interest might be for this? I think when we had our open house for our Bellevue comp plan, I think there were like 3 people that showed up.
I was going to say, that's my fear, is you do all this, and you have 10 people show up. And that may be it. I mean, you may have Clarence show up, and Pat Collins, and that may be it. But you still have to plan for it. But
but that's why if we put it at the grocery stores, right. I mean, let's face it. If we all go walk outside through the neighborhoods, we'll see TV on and TV on and TV on and TV on, and that's people's choices.
Yeah.
But it's one of those we should at least attempt. But I think that's where the formal process is horrible. I mean, the state's guilty of it too. You send out some notice and it's got to be a certain way. Well, that's not what generates interest.
Right.
If you put it in places that people are going to frequent, there's a greater indication or chance that they'll show up.
Yeah.
But normally if they're mad about something, that's a really
good
issue. So yeah, I mean, like you said, Barb, who knows how many we'll get. You know, hopefully we'll get some. But, you look at our village board meetings, we get 2 people usually.
And we were hosting those board members and you could come for coffee and talk. And we did those for a year and 2, maybe 3 people.
Now, would Craig have like a listing of like, does the village have like a 5-year program of projects or anything? Is there anything that might impact people that they would care about?
Street reconstruction.
Yeah.
People care about that.
Mm-hmm.
Even when the streets get reconstructed, they don't like it. They put them out. I was talking to somebody about that.
I want my street fixed. Well, don't close it down while you're.
I know.
Do it when I'm sleeping.
I don't need any answer.
You get the next street.
So yeah, we talked. And I don't know. Maybe in the PowerPoint we list some of those. I mean, we can list what we have done from the conference of plan. I sent it around. It's down there. There's 2 pages that had a real listing. Those are these 2 pages. Bottom, thank you. This one and this one was what was identified by the public in the original conference of plan. So that might be where Trevor just goes through those 2 pages and says. But then it might say, what future opportunities? What is this conference of plan update? And then you get into all the future reconstruction, TIF district, or whatever else we can think of.
So if we did a document, put a document together, kind of what we've accomplished since this was originally put together, and then put something for future, like this is what's kind of in here that we're looking at for future. Mm-hmm. Is that what you want?
Okay. Well, what's Alloway going to be in the next 20 years?
Yeah. It was here this year. It's here now. This is where we're going to be.
Yeah. And it'd be interesting about trends. I mean, what are stuff that we're seeing? We're seeing a lot of older folks type. I mean, did Brown County update the demographic information as far as age? I mean, is Alloway in 2004, I always had this perception, was older.
I think Alloway's getting younger.
I think it's getting younger, too.
Because it depends on what area you're talking about.
Yeah, so in my neighborhood, a young couple moved in back of me, a young couple moved on side of me. Like, a lot of, just starting their families moved in.
I think you're right, Chris, though, is that because it was an older community back 10 years ago, that now those people are maybe moving more into assisted facilities and their houses are up for sale and they're the perfect home for a new family. And
they can do a split equity. Well, and what I'm trying to get at is maybe there's some perceptions that Al is an older type and I'm changing.
Oh, sure. So, an opportunity to change.
And that's perfect. I mean, communities are younger people coming to communities love trails or paths or different things, active opportunities. Oh, you're laughing, so let's go.
I'm laughing because you guys are, from what the trends are saying here, you're totally backwards.
Yeah. Really?
We're a young community?
No, we're an old community, huh?
The residents above the age of 15 have increased by 16.7%. This trend indicates that the village contains an increasing number of older residents who require special services as they continue to age. And if you look at this graph, 45 to 54, we've increased. 55 to 59 increased, 60 to 64, 65 to 74, and then all the way up to greater than 85. And we've started to drop off on 35 to 44 and below have all lessened.
Is that because we've got so many assisted living facilities?
No, that's what I'm wondering.
That people are moving out from other communities into Green Bay as they age, or into LA as they age.
Maybe the board needs to say, hey, what kind of developments do we want in the future?
You are,
yeah. My daughter wants to be around here.
There are no kids.
Well, okay, if we have all these elderly-type populations based on our more recent data, then we have one transit route. So if you don't have a driver's license, either friends or is there some sort of an aid
specialty?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and the children increased K through 12 only 1.5% over the last 10 years. Mm.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
But is that because, would that cover, like, school choice? Because just
no,
because
this is
children that reside.
This is a census.
Yeah,
okay,
census.
This is a census. Okay, this is census day.
Average age, the median age of residents was 41 years, which is slightly higher than 2000 median of 37.6.
Well, we're all older.
So it's going up a little bit.
I mean, we all, everyone in this room.
We're also here.
From
yes.
here
we're
to
all
here.
So my perception is reality in this case, unfortunately.
Yours is, and mine is not.
Yeah, so maybe we don't want to show that.
I think we should show some facts.
There's offsetting things in the statistic. We're all getting older, so, but yet, older people are moving out. I mean, in my neighborhood across the street, a couple had lived there for 35 years, and now there's a young couple. It's their first home, and there's kids behind us and setting off firecrackers, and it used to be real quiet.
Even renters increased from 10%. 15% was in 2000, and we're now up to about 20% for renting.
See, people will be concerned about their property values.
Right.
And if you want to reinvigorate them without property values dropping because of decay over time, what do you do? It's not just the housing itself, it's community.
Right.
It's the bike paths, it's the walking to school, it's the transit routes.
Howard, we might be asked questions like the reassessment of the village. And what led to that, blah, blah, blah.
Are we going to answer that?
Well, and that's some of the stuff, you get some of those more specific, you just need to send them to the assessor or send them to the office, tell them to call them, we'll get them to who they need to talk to. Because some of us, if you guys are just not going to know, and, it's unreasonable for you to think,
you should know
all that stuff, because you just aren't going to. It's true, too. Put the assessors and
the inspector,
whatever, put business cards out, and then they can. Good idea.
Nice.
Yeah. Which one do you
need? I got a hold.
Pick a card.
In this appendix,
don't tell me what it is.
The visioning session. These are, the things that were ranked and pointed out. Ranking number one was the water. Two was building a stronger Bay tax base. I think, this is maybe where we could start saying what has been done on these areas.
That's good.
Yeah,
one place.
Some of them we didn't do anything on, but
do we have that electronic that you could take that and just add another column to it? And then just, or is it? It might be too busy on a PowerPoint, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you just have the question fade out to accomplishment.
With a picture.
With some nice soft music in the background, just like a viewing.
Yeah,
and
scented candles.
Yeah,
yeah. We're putting the old one to bed, and we're going to bring alive the new one.
Yeah, but instead, because people thought we needed more yard waste pickup days, there was other things done where it was more pinpointed exactly when you're getting your pickup. And communication, instead of adding more to the budget, costing us more,
yeah.
we found alternatives to meet the demands.
Yeah.
And I think those kind of things are, you know, we've had creative ways of solving these problems without spending more money.
And I don't know if the compost site was put in census, if that was, you know, that's new. So
maybe expanded hours, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the things that, anything that would happen in these areas to help fix these issues, I think, would be.
That's my work copy. For years, I was the only planning commission or the zoning and planning member, and I had to bring my own work copy that I had reviewed with all my comments from the state perspective to the village. So anyways, we've come a long ways from those days.
There you go.
Does anyone else have anything for this agenda topic? And Tracy, is that clear what we're asking? I mean, we're kind of trying to, and we're not going to get everything perfect because
yeah.
it's, we're not like a consultant staff that does this every single day, but
yeah.
I think it's good to have the effort to try and involve the public. I think trying to get signs out to the communities,
yeah.
any stores or the Y or some
yeah.
of those are, what are logical places. I think the other thing is maybe pass it on to the business association.
Yep.
And say,
yeah,
hey,
that's
hey.
A good way to do it, too.
I mentioned it, I think, at our last meeting.
And then we don't have to run it around. And but we need to be clear that, hey, this is an informal opportunity to kind of share our update for the Conference of Plan. If you have questions, there will be a public hearing on this day.
Yep.
Yep. So, and I'd say staff can just pick whatever exhibits you think we
okay.
need to have.
So we'll make it more of a walk-around stuff spread out that you can see, plans up that you can look at, and then we'll put a PowerPoint together that can be going. We'll see how it goes with people. If we want to do a presentation or not, then, you know, the PowerPoint, someone could just stand up there and kind of follow along with PowerPoint, if nothing else, or expand on it a little bit more or whatever.
We could do one other thing. We could break it down that each planning commission member is kind of, I'm not saying you have to be an expert, but responsible for an area. So maybe if there's a board, somebody could, you're a no-brainer for historic preservation. Or you can do the code book, all the code stuff.
It's been a while.
But if there's certain areas that people have, we could break it down that way. That way you're not responsible for everything. We
right.
do that at our public meetings, too, where I assign somebody one or two boards.
Yeah.
But then they can prepare and kind of get to know their boards ahead of time, show up a little bit early so you don't know what you're talking about. I think it looks good. I guess I'll kind of take the generalist role and just defer everything to Penny.
Bring lots of your business cards.
we'll
be handing your cards out.
Do we have those yet?
For the trustees, did you ever get any? Because you're going to order something.
No, I didn't even know we were ordering them. Must have been something I missed.
All right. Anything else on topic 9? So that's clear enough for tonight, Tracy. And if
yep.
there's,
yep. we'll yell if there's something else we have questions on.
This one of yours, Tracy. 7 years.
I'm willing to review stuff too, or
okay.
stop over if I need to. We've already covered the old agenda topic 10. So
then you're going to bring to the next meeting, not the open house, but the November meeting, try to bring in a mock up of the annual reports that would.
Yes. What is the date of the next?
What did we say? Was it 25th?
25th.
Okay.
That's a week of Thanksgiving.
Right.
So
yep.
I will not be in there that week.
So you're excused.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
That's all right.
We'll be handing out your business card.
I have so many I got from the university I never used. I should just start giving them out.
Is there any agenda topics anyone has that we need to, is there old issues that we need to bring up at that meeting?
For the 25th?
Yes.
There will be a site plan probably for Ascension Lutheran Church for their steeple. That just was the meeting, I'm sorry I was late, the meeting I was at earlier was the Board of Appeals for, they did approve their variance for height variance, so. That now comes back to you for you to determine exactly what it will look like, There's some lighting with it. There's some music with it. There's some other things, so you guys will get involved in that just through a site plan review. So that will be back. Also, you're going to have a conditional use permit will be coming from, I don't want to name the company. They're putting some new antennas on the Pervia building, so that will come to you as well. And then do you want Hoffman Road, like just Craig to come in and do kind of an update on Hoffman, or what do you think on that?
How much, I mean, how much information is there on that? Or is it something you could just give an update to you and you could give it?
I could do that too.
I don't want him to come in special unless he's here for some other reason. If he wants to pop in, that's fine. Otherwise,
I'll talk to him and see how much he has, and if nothing else, if he can just pass on me, I can bring it. Otherwise, if he wants to come or wants to get in, you know, get more involvement with it, that's fine too. Then,
well, if we're gonna do Hoffman, why don't we also, we didn't ask for an update on the committees for Riverside. We have different members. Maybe we can give them a chance to share what's been done or not done to this point in the committees.
We can share what's not.
Was that
a lot of things
done?
That have not been done.
Oh, okay, excellent.
Now, they've had one meeting, and it's a facilities one. And how are you? Were you on that one, too? On the facilities one?
I'm on the
first one.
The first one.
That we met one.
The aesthetic one?
Yep. Yeah, no, okay. It's the...
The other one.
Roadway construction.
Okay.
Yeah, that one.
That's the one they had a meeting the other
Yeah,
one.
Yeah,
okay.
They had that one. Yeah. And what we came away with was that next time they have to be more structured and give us more... They have to drive the process in the meeting so that we get something accomplished and bring more information along, because we, it was okay to look at the map, but we didn't really, did we do anything?
No, not at all.
No.
So was it a lack of facilitation, or was
lack
it?
Of facilitation was called out and was, you know, specifically mentioned as a request going forward that they be more organized and bring something to help us do our job, because we don't know, it's just a group of, how many people? 20 people, maybe. You know, somebody's got to guide us in so that we're talking about the right things and making the right kind of decisions and recommendations, and that didn't happen.
They threw all the options out there, and this could be the size of the lanes, and this could be the bike lanes, and this could be the boulevard area and the sidewalk, and this is what it could be. And then we thought, well, aren't like some traffic count numbers going to dictate what you need for three lanes versus four lanes?
The studies weren't available. The complex traffic flow model wasn't functional or wasn't completed yet, so they couldn't present that to us. And they couldn't give us any information.
But they gave you nothing, like the current
it was just all the different things that could happen. Like they could cut down, they could remove that the wrought iron fence where the roadway narrows, you know, where that development is, the big homes, and the huge trees where the fence is growing through the trees. And, you know, one scenario calls for all of that being cut down.
Yeah, worst case scenario, they said we'll need to find 16 feet in this area. And it's like, do you take it out of the people's front yards, or you cut down all the big trees?
Yeah.
But then they really weren't sure if we still needed the bike lanes and the sidewalks on both sides.
So it was kind of random.
Yeah.
Random topics, random comments about random topics.
I think it went on for a couple hours,
it
and
did,
nothing
yeah.
was really achieved.
No.
Tracy, does any staff serve on that as far as kind of trying to lead things?
Craig was there, but I think it was the DOT and Mead and Hunt that kind of took over.
They were the ones that were leading.
I was a bit frustrated at the meeting. I kind of voiced my concern at the beginning. Cause
when was this?
We met, and, you know,
it was
the
a few weeks ago, a month or two at least.
Yeah, there wasn't really
and
a
lot of
this
was
a long time ago.
So, why are we sitting here?
And a lot of the people that attended were just voicing their comments, you know. That's all.
They had us identify areas. They had the maps out in front of us. Identify the areas where we thought there could be conflict or something they should know about, that, like the historic marker down where the old St. John's Church was, to make sure that they knew where that was, so everybody had the chance to kind of scribble on the map that was in front of them.
They had a few meetings like that so far.
Yeah.
You know, but in the general public. Well, they had one with the trustees, then they had a general public one.
Anything else for the agenda topic?
Maybe their meeting was like set down before they knew where their information was going to be before. I think
meetings
are set.
It. Yeah,
everything should be here, and that stuff wasn't here.
And it just didn't make it. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I think the thought was, or Craig had told me, that we would have a meeting a month for 4 months and be done in February. But now it's been a couple months, and
Yeah, because that was in September, I think, yeah. That we had that last one.
We haven't had any announcements of future meetings.
So any other agenda topics for the 25th?
And we'll put on there, that'll be the public hearing.
Correct. I don't know if we do the site plan and the conditional use first and then the public hearing, or what's the appropriate...
We probably would do the public hearing first and then do the other things. And maybe depending on how much time it takes, maybe Hoffman Road and Riverside either can be pushed back or, put in a different meeting agenda. But
that's fine.
So you'll have the public hearing, and then you will have, if you're comfortable with it, we will list on the agenda the approval of the updated comp plan.
Did I hear somewhere that the public hearing is going to include Village Board?
Yes. Yeah, we'll invite
Village Board. So they'll be at that part of our monthly meeting.
Yep, they'll be there, and they will not take action as a Village Board because that'll go to their December 3rd Village Board meeting, and then they'll take action. Because you folks will have to approve a resolution in regard to the comp plan. Village Board needs to approve an ordinance.
So is Chris the one who's leading the public hearing, or is it a Village Board and the Village Board president, or...
I would think that Chris would do it.
It's because it's our meeting.
It's our meeting, right.
Yeah.
Which is some board sense when laps. Double up on the chairs.
not enough chairs.
Mike, going downhill fast.
All right.
I'd like to picture that.
I'll stand, thank you very much.
We'll be sitting on ooh here.
Yeah. No disrespect to the village president. And then we would also review the annual report at that meeting.
Yeah.
So we'll have a pretty busy agenda topic for that, for the 25th. If nothing else, item number 12, adjournment. A motion.
I'll move.
Second by Hanson. Trustee Dart, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. The motion carries. We close the meeting at 8:27 p.m.